Murphy, news director of GamerNode.com, and I'm here with Dave Freetline.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Just great.
So the first question I wanted to ask is, how and when exactly did THQ decide to do this idea of an arcade-style wrestling game with WWE All-Stars?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was a perfect opportunity about a year and a half ago. You know, our team became available. We have a lot of veterans on our team that were formerly with Midway San Diego that have a lot of experience doing these style of games. Our creative director, Sal DeVita, worked on NBA Jam, NFL Blitz. You know, we've worked on the TNA Impact game. I've worked on a couple of games along those lines as well. I was a lead designer on the Blitz Elite franchise. So we've got all these people who are really experienced in sort of over-the-top action sort of sports games. And THQ wanted to expand the WWE franchise. Now, we've got a perfectly fantastic WWE simulator in SmackDown versus Raw. So we wanted to go in an opposite direction with another game. We wanted to make something that was really different, something that could complement it without being too similar to it. And we just happened to become available around the same time they were thinking about this. We joined THQ and became THQ San Diego, and you know, we went to work. We wanted to make something that was larger than life, that was over the top, something that was inherently intuitive, very quick to pick up and play, but at the same time had enough depth in it that people who are fans of hardcore fighting games would find something to enjoy.
So as of right now, there's only one arena shown in the demo and just one-on-one exhibition. How many different game modes and arenas are there going to be in the final version of the game?
Well, I can't tell you the exact numbers, but I can say that a lot of the match types that you would expect from a WWE game will be in the game. We have a half to more different arenas, some of those from the shows, some of those from famous pay-per-views. We have a number of different game modes. One of the ones that you may or may not have heard about is Fantasy Warfare. This is going to be one where we take our legends and superstars and pair them up. People who have similar wrestling styles, similar personalities, basically people who represented the certain qualities in their generation from the past to present, who may have never actually met in real WWE, and let them go at it. You can play as a legend, you can play as the superstar side, have special custom-made video packages from the WWE for each one of these matchups, and it's a lot of fun. You can find out who's the best at every category you can imagine. So.
Awesome. So how exactly did... How much input regarding which superstars and legends actually got into the game? How much of that input had to go with THQ? How much, if any, had to go with WWE? Like, how did you guys figure out who made the cut?
Well, it's funny. You know, we've got a lot of wrestling. You know, my flirtation with WWE goes back to the Captain Lou Albano days. So I know all these legends by heart and all the current superstars. So we really came up with a list of what we thought were the best superstars of the current day and the best legends of the past. We split the roster 50-50, and we approached WWE with their opinions on it. Honestly, we were pretty much sync on most of it. There were a few guys, a few tweaks here and there, none of them ones that we really had much in the way of arguments about. You know, I'm a huge Ricky Steamboat fan, so I made it clear from the beginning, he's in the game or we're going to have a fight. So, but I'm really happy with the roster. We have more guys we're going to add through DLC. I wish I could say every superstar that we like and every legend we like is in here. They're not. It's a very expansive roster, but I could probably name 100 guys deserving of being in a game like this. But we feel the ones we grab do represent the best of the past, best of the present.
Okay. I believe it was last year or 2 years ago, THQ tried to expand the WWE franchise with Legends of WrestleMania. Uh-huh. And now this year they're coming out with All-Stars. Would you happen to know at all if THQ is still going to continue to try and expand the WWE brand within games? Are they going to try and come out with more titles? Or if All-Stars is successful enough, do you at least hope that there will be an All-Stars too?
Oh, I can't imagine that if it's successful enough, it would be. I mean, that's the nature of any franchise. You want to expand it. You want to come up with new ideas. Obviously, SmackDown versus Raw continues to improve. I know they've got big things in store for that. All-Stars right now, we're just, totally focused on polishing All-Stars 1. We're not even thinking about All-Stars 2 yet. We've got this one to finish. We're getting close. We've got downloadable content to do for it, but certainly if the public demands it, we're more than going to make it.
And just last, you mentioned how much you love Ricky the Steamboat. Aside from him, is there any personal favorites amongst those that have already been revealed that you like to would like to play in the game?
There's a bunch. Obviously, we have different the classes in the game. We have brawlers, big men, acrobats, and grapplers. They're all unique, and within each class, each character is fairly unique. Steamboat's one of my favorites. I'm a big Sheamus fan. He's in the last year and a half become a real force in the WWE, and he's kind of unique from the brawler standpoint in that he has the ability to actually chain his combos directly into his signature moves, if you know what you're doing. It takes some pretty good timing. He can even do charge-up moves directly from his combos. He's a real brute.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Andre as well. I mean, if you watch him play, just when Andre reaches down, grabs you, and starts biting your head, I mean, that's old-school WWF stuff right there. We really went all out on the movesets for these characters. We, unlike SVR, which is, you know, on an annual franchise for the most part, which is set in the here and now, we pretty much made a game that isn't in a fixed point of time. So when we looked at what moves we want for these guys, we looked at their entire careers and said, what's the coolest things they're doing now? What are the coolest things they've done ever? And, you know, those are the things that made it into the game. So.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.